This is a dictation for the patient Arthur Harriman. The last name is H-A-R-R-I-M-A-N. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient developed diabetic nephropathy, has evidence of arterial hypertension, and he has been overweight, but has lost significant amount of weight to the point that he has been actively approved for kidney transplant. Period. He also has evidence of vitamin D deficiency, as well as vitamin D12. In the review systems, the patient denies any weakness, tiredness, general malaise, fever or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, no chest pains, palpitations or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU, unremarkable, and musculoskeletal aches and pains related to arthritis. To a physical examination, the patient is well-developed, overweight. Estimated dry weight is 97 kilos. The blood pressure is 159 over 79. The respiratory rate is 16. The temperature is 98.1. And the pulse is 68 regular. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes normal conjunctiva, normal sclera. The mouth well papillary tone, no evidence of pharyngeal infection. The neck is supple. No jugular vein distension, the lungs are clear, the heart is regular and rhythm, no more monogallops, abdomen soft, depressive without rebound or guardian genitalia with normal limits. Extremities, no evidence of edema, faint pulses. The impression, number one, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. The patient has an AV graft in the left upper extremity that we use for access. Period. Number two, anemia related to CKD that is well controlled with the administration of iron and Mircera. Number three, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Number four, vitamin D deficiency. Number five, vitamin B12 deficiency. Number six, secondary hyperparathyroidism that is treated with the administration of calcitriol. The following number, hyperphosphatemia on Belforo, period. The patient is doing well.